Yeah, hello.
Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Don. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Manuel Perez, and I live in 735 Jamison Lane in Hoffman Estate.
Okay.
And the reason for my call is I don't know if you shipped already or you haven't, but I haven't received my pills.
All right, one moment, please. And just to verify, that last name was Perez, correct?
Yes, Perez.
One moment. And could you provide me with your zip code, please?
Hold on a second. 60169.
Thank you. And last but not least, could you verify your shipping address?
Excuse me?
Your shipping address, please.
My address, my home address?
Yes, sir.
735 Jamison Lane in Hoffman Estate.
Thank you.
And that's Illinois.
All right. Hold on one moment, please. All right, so it looks like you had an account open with us in regards of our Omax, Alpha Omega Cognitive Boost, which helps boost focus and energy, as well as supporting optimal brain health. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I am seeing that your last order was actually declined. Let's see, back on April 1st.
Decline?
Yes, sir. I'm seeing that payment did not go through.
Well, I just got my credit card bill recently, and they normally charge it to the credit card.
Okay. And could you verify the last four of that card?
The what?
The last four of the credit card.
Hold on a second. I got to go and get it.
No problem. Take your time.
Give me a moment, okay?
No problem. Take your time.
Yes?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. You're talking about in front of the car or behind the car?
On the front of the car, what are the last four?
4386.
All right, one moment. All right. And would you like for me to reprocess that payment?
Well, that payment is it's gonna. What I owe you is in the old old payment. You know, like last month for April. Now, if you're gonna reprocess, you're gonna have to reprocess. Are you talking about reprocessing both of them or just this one into this new into the cart right now?
Well, what I'm saying is your last order was a 2 month supply for $79.99.
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was. Yes, sir, and that didn't process, which is why you haven't received your new product.
Okay, but that is already on the new charges. I mean, you know, for my last, not today's charges, yesterday's charges.
Okay, so you're stating that you've already paid that?
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't pay yet. I just got the bill. That's what I'm saying. I just got the bill for that one.
Okay, and on that bill, are you saying that it was declined as well?
No, I can't say that because, no, it not got declined. It's in process to be paid. I had to write a check and send the money for that bill for the entire month.
Gotcha. So what you're saying is that you wrote a check to Omax Health, and that was your method of payment.
That's my method of payment. They charged my credit card, and then when I get the bill, when I get my credit card bill, then I write up a check and I send it to my credit card company.
Okay.
That's the way I've been doing that all this time.
Okay, so you have paid Omax with a check before?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I am still here, sir. I'm just still speaking with my supervisor on the matter, okay?
Okay. I'm trying to find, here's my credit card bill. I'm going to look in there.
All right, sir. A few more brief moments, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Perez. Unfortunately, what I'm seeing here is I was advised that we don't actually take checks as a method of payment. So in order to receive that product, you would need to actually pay with one of our two payment methods, either via credit card or a debit card.
Well, that's what I'd be paying with, a credit card. But I'm looking at my credit card bill here, and I don't see your statement in here.
Yes, sir. That's because the payment didn't go through.
Well, okay, if didn't go through, how come it doesn't appear on the on my credit card statement?
Yes, sir. You're not seeing it on your statement because the charge didn't go through successfully. Only charges that have gone through show on your credit card statement, as your statement is a reflection of what you've been charged over the prior month.
So what are you saying, that the credit card did not accept the payment?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
that's
well,
what
that means I have to call them, right?
Well, no, sir. I could actually try to process the payment for you again. That's what I was offering earlier. Would you like for me to attempt to process the payment again?
Yeah, in order for me to get my new supplies, this account has to be settled, correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay, well, let's do it then.
Okay, one moment, please. All right, sir, I am still here. I'm just trying to get this sorted out for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and just to verify, you'll have this product shipped to the same address as before, correct?
Yeah, 735 Jemison Lane, Hoffman Estate.
Okay.
Give me a moment. I'm looking through my last month statement, credit card statement.
No problem. Take your time.
Well, you're so patient. I don't see it there either. So, for some reason, the credit card did not pick that one up. And I never had any problems with them as far as paying your product.
Yes, sir, that I do understand. Sometimes these things do happen.
See, I'm new at this. My wife was the one that used to pay all the bills. Unfortunately, she passed away about 7 months ago, and now I'm stuck with all this dilemma, and I'm not too keen on paying bills. I'm good on creating them, but not paying them. Yeah, it's not here either, so... So let's go ahead and let's resubmit this so that way I could get my new supply.
Okay. And would you like a 2-month subscription?
Well, it's the same amount that it's always is, that $79.
Yes, sir. Well, this one, I'm actually saying that a 2-month subscription now would be $64.95.
Oh, it went down?
Yes, sir.
But you know what? I'm interested to see if you have something a little bit stronger. Oh, it's always the same.
Oh, give me one moment and I can verify that for you, okay?
All right.
No, sir. Now, in regards of our cognitive boost products, we don't have anything stronger. We would only be able to provide what you've already ordered before.
Okay. Well, I'm totally pleased with this medication. I think it's working just fine.
All right. And let's see. And you only wanted a 2-month prescription, right? We do house a... 3-month subscription as well.
How for much 97 more is 50. The 3 months?
The 3 month would be $97.50.
Is it lesser money 3 months and 2 months?
See. Now the 2 month is $64.95 and the 3 month is $97.50. Let's see. Being that a 1 month shipment is $49.95, I would definitely say that overall the 3 month subscription is a lot cheaper than buying 3 1-month shipments.
All right, then get the 3 months if it's lower the price.
Okay. No problem there. So that is a 3-month subscription of our cognitive boost. And that total will be $97.50. And your transaction did go through this time. Now, normally, that does take about 5 business days.
Yeah, I got enough right now for maybe a week and a half or two.
Okay.
But, see, I normally get it around this time, and I haven't seen it. So I said, hey, wait a minute. Let me get this guy's a call and see what's going on, what, if there's a problem. Because we did have a problem before, and she corrected it. But like I said,
gotcha.
She's the one that used to pay the bills.
No problem. I completely understand that. All right. Was there anything else I can do to assist?
You need any more information as far as me as this credit card?
No, sir. I wouldn't need any more information. While I am on the line with you, however, I do want to recommend, I do want to advise you that we do house our vitamin D3, 5,000 IUs, is essentially sunshine in a bottle. Now, you can get that at $9.95 if you like. Would you be interested in that?
What is it, B3?
Vitamin D3.
D3. Oh, I'm already taking D. I'm
no
all
problem.
D'd out.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling Omax Health, Mr. Perez, and you have a great day.
Okay, you too. So as far as you're concerned, it went through over there at your end?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay, great. I'll be looking forward to get my medicine.
Awesome. I hope that you receive it soon.
You know what? You've done a great job. I mean, you be more than patient. Sometimes it's hard for me to communicate with other people, and I had no problem with you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So keep up the good work.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Perez.
You take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.